on to God. All this week, we've been in John chapter 11, and we're getting to the point where we're going in to the Thanksgiving that they're about to give.
Yeah, yes.
When the word is proven in their life.
Yeah.
So we left off when Mary, she was secretly told by her sister, Martha, that Jesus had called for her, but there was no indication that he had actually called for her. We know that Martha wanted her to go because she believed that her sister had more faith than her. Yeah. So she goes to access Mary, and she secretly tells him that the teacher has called for him. Verse 29 in John chapter 11. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, "She is going to the tomb to weep there." Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not have died." Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." So if you could get the imagery in your mind of what's happening, Martha meets Jesus. She goes back. She secretly tells Mary. Mary goes. So Jesus hasn't actually come fully into the town yet. But there a group of people is following Mary because they are going to console her, thinking that she's going back to the tomb and that she's continuing again now on the fourth day of weeping. So they're going with her because they're working to comfort her during this time of mourning. So when Jesus is seeing all this grieving and he's seeing all of this mourning, he begins now to groan in himself. His spirit was troubled, and he says to them, "Where have you laid him?"
Yeah.
They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Verse 35, Jesus wept. And I think if you play Bible trivia, that's the shortest verse
in the Bible.
In the Bible, verse 36. Yeah. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" So there's many opinions.
Yeah.
See how he loved him. Yeah. Now, Jesus is weeping. He's weeping out of love. Could be weeping out of all of their unbelief.
Yeah.
There's many reasons for him to be weeping. He had a genuine relationship with Martha and Lazarus. He had a genuine relationship. He had a close relationship with them. They fellowshipped together. He loved them, and he's seeing them hurting, and he weeps. Verse 37. And they begin talking about him. Couldn't he do something about it? And a lot of times we have that spirit that comes against us in the form of people's opinions and voices. When we're working towards something, people say, or a situation comes up, people say, "Oh, well, God couldn't handle that," or "Where's your God now?" So they're doing that kind of mocking onto him. Verse 38, then Jesus, again, groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." So he gave them a direction. They're in the place. They're at the location where they need to be to bring forth the proof. So he's giving them something to do. What do they have to do? Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is the stench, for he has been dead 4 days." So what's the sister saying? Ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
No way. It's past the time.
Past time.
Don't move the stone. Mm-hmm. It's stank back there.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Decomposition is taking place. Therefore, humanly, it is what now? Impossible for him to come back to life. Mm-hmm. See, where the belief system is. We believe things that we can see, things that we have experienced, It's easy if we experience something to be true one time. The second time we see that same thing or that occurrence, we also believe it is what?
True.
Yeah. They have seen many body decompose and never come back to life. So in this case, 4 days, Diane, Lazarus' body is in decomposition. Therefore, he's not coming back. So why take the stone away? It is just going to make the place stink. That's all. They can't see what Jesus sees. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and going back to verse 15, Jesus had said, "And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." So this situation is beyond human help.
Yes.
It's beyond human help.
Yes.
So when this miracle takes place, they're going to know that it was beyond human help.
Right.
It was beyond human influence.
Yes.
That it was truly the resurrection power of God that brought forth change in the situation, restoration, deliverance, wholeness onto Lazarus. So they took, verse 40.
Yeah.
Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" So he's checking, do you believe enough to roll back the stone?
Yeah. If you believe, you will what? See.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you believe, you will see. So you have to believe in order to see. All right, go ahead.
And in the doing of it, it's going to bring forth the proof.
Yes.
Because in order for them to have the proof, the stone has to be brought back. So they had to do something. He put it on them to remove the stone. He is the only one that's capable of doing the miracle, but they had to do their part in order to see it. What they have to do, they have to roll back the stone. They have to roll back the what is blocking them, the separation between them and what is needed, the proof of Lazarus. Verse 41, "Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, 'Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me.'" So now Jesus had his own experiences.
Yeah.
He believed. He knew. So for the sake of the people, he's given the honor and the glory to God the Father and letting them know who is the true source. God is the source. God is the source who sent Jesus into the earth. So Jesus came into the earth for many reasons. He is the atonement for our sins. He is the Passover lamb. He is the truth. He is the way. He is the light. He is all these things, and they're working now together.
Right.
You have God the Father working together with Jesus the Son, and after Jesus he crucified, he's resurrected, and after the ascension comes back the Holy Spirit. And all three are continually working together. He said, verse 42, "And I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth.' And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, 'Loose him, let him go.'" So who did Jesus say this to? Them. Again, active participation.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, here, Diane, 4 days, Lazarus' body, decomposition taking place. His body is melting away. Okay? Just listen on this Thursday morning. The power of God. Jesus says, "You will see the glory of God." And I want to bring our attention here on this Thanksgiving Day to see the glory of God. When Jesus called Lazarus, "Lazarus, come forth," he answered the call. He came up whole. His body was fine. It says, he that was dead arose, came out. Nothing on his flesh was rotten. Look at that miracle. It wasn't done by Jesus Christ. It was what? And Jesus makes sure that he tells them before. He says, you are going to see the glory and the power of God, not his. They were not going to see his glory, his power. They were going to see the Father glory and the Father power, which they did see.
And believe that God sent Jesus.
That's the key.
Because it's that they may believe that you sent me. So each and every one of us, there's proof. When we believe and we do, it's the proof that we were sent by God into the earth. We were sent by God into that situation. And God requires active participation. Jesus gave them directions along the way. Roll back the stone. It was possible for them to roll back the stone. He gives them the next direction. Loose him to take the wrappings off of Lazarus. They can do that. They can do the controllable. That's within their ability. It's in their ability to roll back the stone. It's in their ability to loose the grave clothes.
Yes.
Those are all things that are controllable. Those are all things that they can do. And in the doing of it, all they're doing is uncovering what God has already done.
Yes.
They're showcasing what God has already done, because God already preserved Lazarus from the rotting of death. He already delivered him from death. So they're presenting it now by rolling back the stone, by taking off of the grave clothes. All they're doing is presenting what God has already done.
And hear that? They didn't ask to hesitate because they are in the natural. They see the stone, move it. They see Lazarus walking, take the glory clothes off. They can do that. Jesus did the one big thing, calling Lazarus back.
The thing they could not do.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
It's time to let the light in, let the light in. What's so weird?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin in Cherche, France. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our hosts, Kevin and Cher from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Kevin and Cher.
Good morning. It's
it could be afternoon or evening for some people on the podcast, so we want to welcome you as well. So
a lot of people listen to us live.
If you just ate dinner and you're sitting down, you know, we just want to say welcome to you as well.
Right, because we do have the on-demand, although sometimes lately it's been kind of a little bit working.
We are working towards getting all the radio programs on the actual church website
that
at
ourlighthouse.net.
That would be nice. So keep your eyes peeled. We'll let you – keep your eyes peeled. I always love that statement. Keep your eyes open for the announcement from us that the website at the church is now live with our broadcast, so that you can go on demand to the church website at ourlighthouse.net, and you'll go to Turn the Light On page, and there'll be a page on our website. We're working on it.
Yeah, so that's really good. You know, you saying that reminds me about
eyes
be eyes peeled, because you can tell a lot of how people hear from the Lord of how they respond to things. So instead of you saying to them, to you guys out there, you know, listen in, you know, listen in and we'll tell you, you said keep your eyes peeled. And I am very visual. You are a very creative person.
Yeah.
So we see a lot. God shows us